Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. You know, last week on this same program, we discussed the education of Joshua at the feet of Moses, the legacy of leadership. We have in mind down the line to also deal with lessons such as Iron Men, the saga of the Old Testament prophets, How Great Generals Win, the Chronicles of Joshua, What Happens If We Fail, the Annals of the Judges. But today we want to continue with our thought, dealing with the education of Joshua and the legacy of leadership. It is true, a basic principle of life, that it takes a leader to raise up a leader. And this premise is certainly true, that a man is not measured solely by his own accomplishments, but by the legacy of those he trained to lead even after he's gone. So my question to you, my challenge to you is, what is your legacy going to be? You know, we discussed last week about Moses and training of Joshua and Moses being a great man, great in character, great in function, great in service, great in concern for his people. And Joshua was well trained at his feet. In fact, this was the education of Joshua. His education was forged in slavery, fabricated in battle, fashioned in the wilderness, and refined at the feet of Moses. Moses was going to die, but before he would die, he would have the satisfaction of seeing the land of promise. But not just seeing the land of promise, but knowing that God had selected a leader so that the children of Israel would not be without leadership with regards to going into the promised land. Today, I would like for us to make some applications of the principles that we talked about last week. You know, leaders must create or they must take advantage of the right environment. The environment that they are given, they must develop that environment to build the character and integrity of those that they are training to take their place. And my friends, it should always be the number one goal of every leader in the body of Christ. That is, every elder should be preparing an elder to take his place, if not more than one. That every deacon should be preparing a young man to take his role as a deacon. That every gospel preacher should be mentoring a man to take his role after he is gone. Every single one of us, every Bible class teacher, every member of the church. This is why that we find ourselves ready, properly prepared to give an answer to everyone that would ask us of the hope that is within us, so that we might properly prepare people for the gospel of Christ. Now, there are at least five great principles that very briefly I want to bring to your attention that leadership owes. It is the responsibility of good leaders to give this or these items to those that are following. So if we're looking at it from a leadership perspective, this is what I owe the congregation. If I'm looking at it from the congregation's vantage point, then this is what I deserve from every leader in the body of Christ, or at least from the leadership team. Number one, I deserve direction. That is, every single person in the body of Christ needs to understand what is expected of them. if I'm going to serve in a on a football team, then I need to know if I'm going to serve on that football team as on the defense or on the offense. There is nothing worse than a defensive player playing on the offense as if he is on the defense. He is going in the wrong direction, you see. Or a coach must properly prepare his players so that they understand the rules of the game, so that they understand the direction that they are going. A basketball coach may call out the play Oklahoma, and everybody on the court, all five players on offense on his team, should know what that means for them. That is, if I'm playing a one spot, I need to know what that means for me. If I'm playing a five spot, I need to understand what that means. So I need direction, and in fact, I should expect the elders of a local congregation with their vision to be able to give me direction. Number two, there is responsibility. Every single member of the body of Christ should expect that they will have an opportunity to perform. Every member deserves a job. Now, sometimes what I need to do in order to help out the leaders of a congregation is to help them understand what my talents are, where my abilities lie. And so I may need to go to them and say to them, I would like to participate as a man in the leadership of worship, or I would like to teach a Bible class. What do I need to do in order to become a member that is responsible to this body? Number three, I need accountability. That is, every single member of the body of Christ, each one needs to know how they are getting along. I need to be able, as a leader in the body of Christ, to let somebody know that they're not living up to the principles and to the direction of this congregation. Now that leads us to number four, which is correction. If a person is not attending as they should, then, just to use this as an example, then it is my responsibility, maybe as a gospel preacher, maybe as a Bible class teacher. One of my students is not attending as they should, and I need to address that with them, you see. I need to give them some correction along the way. But number five is the ideal of accountability. That is, that each person in the body of Christ, it needs to understand that they will be rewarded according to their contribution. Now, I don't mean an eternal reward here, but I do mean that there is a recognition, Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 and following, that we are to hold certain men like Epaphroditus in high regard. That is, here is a man that is going to be rewarded according to his accountability. That's what we are talking about when we talk about leadership. There are certain things that if I am a leader, I need to give to those that are following. And if I am a follower, that is, if I am following an eldership, that I deserve as a member of a congregation. Let me close with just a few statements here. One, an ancient Chinese proverb, quoting from the poets of the world: if you're planning for 1 year, grow rice. If you're planning for 20 years, grow trees. But if you're planning for centuries, then grow men. My friends, Paul would put it this way to Timothy: take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. My friends, this has been A Few Good Men with Rick Popejoy.